You're listening to SBS News.
On his very first day living in Melbourne, Indian migrant Vinit Sharma sought out a Hindu temple. The 33-year-old says worship is essential for him.
I can't live without coming up here because I feel very high vibration in the temple and full of energy. Whenever I go home from here, I feel like I'm carrying the same positive energy with me and I feel really relaxed.
The IT trainer attends temple at least once a week, joined by his wife, Rashi Sharma.
It is very important because it's a part of our culture. This is something we are born with. It's in our DNA. So we need to have a temple, me and my husband. Sometimes we come for the community service where we just clean the temple, help in organizing everything in the temple.
Hinduism is Australia's fastest growing religion. In the 2021 census, more than 684,000 people identified as Hindu, a 55% increase. The result is due to the arrival of a greater number of migrants from India and Nepal. Christianity remains the most common religion in Australia, but for the first time, fewer than half of the population, 44%, identified as Christian. The assistant bishop of the Melbourne Anglican Diocese, Bishop Genevieve Blackwell, has one idea why.
I think what it particularly says is people who might have in the past said, I'm Christian because of a family tradition, are no longer doing that. And I think that's where we're largely seeing the decrease.
Abe Middleton was raised in an Anglican household and went to an Anglican school. In the census, the 35-year-old construction worker reported having no religion.
It all came from childhood with the pressure of religion being forced at school and through parents, and being forced into something didn't seem like the right way of going about it to me, along with other things I saw over the years. So yeah, it's always been no religion on the census for me.
The number of people reporting no religion continues its upward trend, now at 39% of the population. This raises the possibility that at the next census, non-believers could replace Christians as the biggest cohort. While the National Christian Life Survey shows the number of active Anglican worshippers remain stable, the denomination is ageing. Bishop Blackwell says the church is working to grow its congregations by connecting with the different interests of the community.
So even things like community gardens or working, being active in the space, for example, around climate change. The other thing the church really works hard at is how we actually go to where people are. And that's often trying to work out what are the needs in a community and how the church can be a blessing.
The census gives a fresh perspective of life in Australia. It provides key information to help plan for the future. At Melbourne's Sridhaga Temple, expansion works are underway for a further influx of worshippers. Temple Vice President Gulpri Verma says a new cultural centre will be valuable to the community.
Where people can perform their weddings or any cultural events they meant to have. So we should be finished in the next 6 months. We're trying to establish the infrastructure for the growth of Hinduism and temple.
Temple President Kolwant Joshi anticipates a need for Hindu schools and aged care.
We're getting old now, so that's the reason we have to need that aged care center. Very important for us to be, you know, the look after the elderly people.
Planning for the changing demographic of our population. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.